America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. My friend, I hope that these messages will stir your heart. You're listening to a message I preached about 2 years ago, R457-2. If you'd like to have this message in its entirety, I believe it's 56 minutes long. I'll send it to you without it being broken up. We have to break it up here for the program. We're going to get back to that message in just a moment. Father, will you take the message? Use it for your glory now. In Jesus' name I pray on this Thursday. Amen. Let's go to the message of the Word of the Lord. God, as far as I know, I'm doing what God's told me to do, as far as I know. But I want to pray. I want to stay close to God. I want a revival in my heart, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that God would live in our hearts. Oh, that God would live if you're not saved. Oh, that God would live in your heart. If you are saved, oh, that God would give you a pure heart. Oh, that God would give you a service heart. The word live, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee. The word means live. Oh, that you would allow God to live again in our hearts. Remember how it was when you first got saved. Boy, you loved him, didn't you? Oh, you say, "Preacher, I'm not where I was when I first got saved." Did you know you can get back there today? Old John Mark got away from God. He didn't go to the work. He just messed up. But you know, John Mark didn't throw the rest of his life away. Old John Mark got right with God, and Paul said he was profitable for the ministry. Listen, there may be some of you out there, you messed up and say, "Man, nobody have me." You may not get to do what you was doing. God might not put you back in that same place. But I tell you this, God will give you something to do, and God will take you in with loving arms and open arms. And by the way, when God forgives you, the brethren ought to. Amen. I'm not talking about people saying they're qualified to do something the Bible says they're not. There are certain ramifications for sin, and there are certain things. But I'm saying this today, you can come back to God. And you ought to come back to God. Some of you are listening right now, you're not close to God at all. You ain't been to church in 6 months. I mean, you quit when the COVID hit. I want to say this, you need to get right with the Lord. Oh, why don't you just bow in your face right where you are and say, "God, I need a revival. God, my home would go so much better if I'd get a revival. Oh, that God would live in our hearts." We're so quenched in grief. Somebody said quenching the Holy Spirit is not doing what you ought to. And somebody said grieving the Holy Spirit is doing what you know you shouldn't do. Oh, that God would live. And then when I talk about that word live, number two, I wrote this down. Oh, that God would live in our churches. You see, I believe that the church needs to have revival before the nation does. You see, I believe before the nation has some kind of political move and all things are going to change, I think the churches are going to have to get right with God. You say, "Boy, preacher, we got an on-fire church. We're living. Are we?" Let me read some scripture to you, please. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, the Bible says, "And unto the angel," that's the preacher, "of the church in Sardis write these things, saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead." God had performed an autopsy on the church of Sardis. God said, "Your heart ain't beating." God said, "You ain't alive. You're not letting me live in the church." You say, "Preacher, we're alive. We got a great kids program." Does that make your church? Does that make God live in your church? You say, "Preacher, we got a great bus program." Does that make God live in your church? You say, "Preacher, we got this program and this ministry for the old people, and this ministry for the grieving people, and this ministry for this people." You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.